Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
All right, let's jump into the NBA a little bit. The draft last night, season recap. Always fun to talk to one of my good friends, Minnesota Timberwolves color analyst and basically my quasi-roommate when I was with Golden State. We didn't necessarily live together, but we did not live together either. Jim Peterson. Pete, what's going on?
All those statements are true, Tommy.
Jim used to have to kick me out of his house after a while. Like, dude, it's time to go home. You gotta beat it.
Those are the days, man. Life was so much simpler back then, wasn't it, Tommy? Jesus.
Oh, man. We did get done with practice, shoot around a little bit, play one-on-one, do whatever we have to do, shower, go home. I think I might go to my house for like 5 minutes, and I'd go over to Pete's house. And we'd sit around and cook up steaks and play baseball stars and then watch a basketball game or a baseball game, depending on what was on. And that's pretty much – that was our day, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you know what, though? You were – you know, the thing that people don't know, I really don't know. You've been on KNBR for so long. I don't know how many people know how devoted you are to your wife, Lori. And, you know, back in those days, you know – not everybody was married. There, you know, in our era in the 80s and 90s, you know, you had more probably married guys than you do now. I think a lot of guys, you know, there were more veteran players, I think, on NBA teams back and then. But Lori was a staple, too. And Lori was one of the coolest wives / girlfriends in my entire professional sports history. Lori Tolbert is near the top of the list of all-time coolest plus one.
What a compliment. What a great compliment.
You think I was going to screw that up? No, are you kidding me?
Good move, Tom.
That woman is a saint. To put up with all the crap that Tommy put her through,
this is true.
All the quirks of that guy's personalities. I mean, forget about the hairstyles and the facial hair and the wardrobe.
Yeah.
The drinking habits, the bandwidth of things that Tommy... The bandwidth of things that Tommy would eat basically is like the kids' menu at like your local. Tommy wasn't experimenting all that much back in those days.
No, I was not.
Noodles with butter,
right? Yeah.
Chicken fingers,
pasta, Captain Crunch berries, and we're good to go.
Anyway, shout out to Tommy. As many times I've been on your show, I've never shouted out Lori, man. Shout out to Lori, big time.
Nice.
I will let her know, and you were always one of her favorites, too. And it was easy, because when I talked to Lori at night, she'd go, what'd you do today? Pretty much the same as yesterday. I hung out with Pete. Maybe we mix in a movie every now and again. Yeah. Go to Casa Carlita, have the big-ass monstrual burrito. It was this big burrito, Cope, so it was like as big as your leg, and if you ate the whole thing... It was like a $28 burrito. You got the burrito for free. I was like, well, if I eat it all, I'm going to feel like crap. Why would I want to do that? Wait. I don't care how much it costs. I don't want to eat a $28 burrito and get it for free when I feel like crap. And you don't want to see the aftermath. And no one wants to see that. So I was like, if it was $4, I wouldn't get that burrito. So anyway, let's talk about, before we get to the draft, I don't want to talk too much about the draft, but a little bit. Let's talk about the season and... talk about the Timberwolves before we get to the Warriors, who obviously won. But you guys have to feel real good about where you're at right now. And mainly, I think, because your coach. You have somebody in there, we've talked about this, that kind of understands the modern NBA game. But Russell was much better than he was when he was here. Well, he tried on defense, which is better than he was here on defense. But he seemed to fit in there. Towns was fantastic. But I really think Edwards... he's the guy I always point to because everybody always, how many people, Pete, the first half of his rookie year said, I would have rather had Ball. I would have rather had, I don't know about this guy. And then all of a sudden, now we're thinking, oh, this guy might be able to win an MVP at some point. I mean, he's an all-star. He's a stud. He's so much better. It just goes to show you, like, you got to give these guys a little bit of room to breathe and acclimate themselves to the NBA. And then when he finally got a good coach, look what happened to him. And this is about as bright as their future has been in a while.
And then also, Sachin Gupta takes over for Gerson Rosas. And then we bring in Tim Connelly. And
yeah.
All of a sudden, Tommy, we've got a big boy franchise now all of a sudden, and Glenn Taylor, God bless him. He's been the owner for the team for as long as I've been with the team. This is going to be my 25th year coming up.
Wow.
This next season will be my 25th anniversary, Tommy. I know it's been a long time.
Jeez.
And, Glenn came in as the owner when Kevin Garnett was drafted. So when McCalen Saunders took over in 95, they draft Kevin Garnett. Glenn Taylor took over as owner from Harvin Marv Wolfenson, who started the team back in 89 or whatever. 80 was the, like 80, 89. But when Glenn took over, one thing about Glenn, like he never was like cheap. You know what I mean? Like he didn't always make the right decision. I think, he had his two son-in-laws kind of running the team, and they didn't always make the right decisions. McCalen Saunders made up for a lot of that, but drafting Garnett was huge for the team. And, just with a bunch of missteps, David Kahn doesn't draft Steph Curry. All the things that happened that allowed the Golden State Warriors to be so great. I remember Michael Thompson was the analyst for our team for 2 years. Back in 2000 and 2001, in those two seasons, Michael Thompson was our analyst. And so he was very good friends with David Kahn. And, Michael was the number one pick of the Portland Trail Blazers back in 78. And so David Kahn was a sports writer back in Portland in those days. And Michael knew David Kahn. And when David Kahn was the president of the team, he passed on Steph Curry, picked Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio. And also we were begging David Kahn to pick Klay Thompson. I remember sitting with Michael and I watched a lot of Pac-12 basketball. I would come home, my wife and I and my son Sanjay, we'd come home from games and we would turn on the Pac-12 games. And we always wanted to watch Klay because of Michael. I wore 43 in the NBA because of Michael Thompson. And so I watched more Klay Thompson Washington State games, and I begged David Kahn. I sat at a dinner and said, you have to pick Klay Thompson. And so he ended up picking Derek Williams. Remember, Derek Williams had that great NCAA tournament when he played Arizona. Tommy, he's an Arizona guy. Remember the Duke game where Derek Williams played so well?
Went crazy.
And we passed on Steph, we passed on Klay. And, it's one of those stories that, you always wonder what would have happened if. Obviously Warriors history wouldn't be the same had David Kahn made a couple different decisions, but I'm happy for Warrior fans because, things work out for a reason. And what's happened at Golden State and the kind of special basketball team and careers that those two have had together as the Splash Brothers has been really something to watch. It wouldn't have been the same who knows? Maybe we would have had, the Splash Brothers in Minnesota, but what happened at Golden State has been really special, and this finals is another chapter in that story.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt, and I said this earlier on, Pete, the Warriors, when all said and done, they have to put a Timberwolf statue outside Chase Center. They have to. Put like Balto out there or something. Just like
David Kahn should have his own statue out there at Chase. There's no doubt.
It'd be Steph shearing a Timberwolf is what it should be.
Yeah, you get Steph. I didn't know the Klay thing, but then Wiggins and Kuminga are here, part of the trade. Let me ask you, because you had a chance to see Wiggins in his formative years, and I never thought he would be this. I'm still shocked he's as good a defender as he is. Like, he brings it on the defensive end, but geez, his rebounding in the playoffs, I always thought he could be a better rebounder, and he really wasn't a great rebounder here until the playoffs. He was like, every year I said, you can set your watch by Wiggins' numbers. 18, 4.5, 2.5. I go, they may vary a little bit, but that's about what you're going to get every single year. And then he really stepped it up in the playoffs. Not only his defense on Tatum and Brown, but his rebounding was ferocious. Was this with the hope that he could become this guy? Obviously it was, but could he ever become this guy if he was still like a number one guy? Or did it take him to kind of, you know, be down the pecking order a little bit and not have that pressure of having to deliver every night as the guy to go out there and really kind of, you know, blossom and fulfill who, you know, many people thought he could be?
Well, it's what we hoped. It's one of those things, too, like when Tib took over, you know, when Tibbs took over after, you know, Flip passed away, that was very tragic, and Sam Mitchell took over and actually did a really good job. I've always wondered what would happen if Sam would have been kept on as coach, because Sam Mitchell did a great job. Like, I'm a huge Sam Mitchell fan. I mean, you probably heard him on NBA radio, and he does a great job on NBA TV, and Sam has always been, and, you know, Sam and I were in camp together with the Houston Rockets, so I go back to 1985 with Sam. And then when I started as an analyst, Sam was a player here for the Timberwolves, and, you know, I saw him grow up as a coach, and then he was coach of the year with Toronto, and he took over Flip, and he had Towns and Wiggins and LaVine the year before Tibbs took over, and he really knew how to talk to those three guys. And I think, and this is one thing we always go back and we wish we would have fucking tried to like really have those three be together, because I think if you had those three, I think Wiggins could have been even bigger than he is right now, because he wouldn't have had to have been number one guy. But when Zach LaVine, Tibbs's first year in Minnesota, so that was 2016-17 was Tibbs's first year, right? And Zach LaVine tears his ACL Tibbs's first year, and we don't make the playoffs. And Tibbs, you know, Tibbs wanted to get this team into the playoffs. They're in a long playoff drought. Zach tears his ACL, and now you're going into year two. Zach's not going to be with us probably till the best case scenario would have been the spring of that following season if his rehab goes fine. So Tibbs really couldn't wait for any of that. He ends up making the trading Zach LaVine to Chicago and try to get Jimmy Butler. And so then, you know, once the Jimmy Butler thing happened, and we all kind of, I don't want to rehash the whole Jimmy Butler, Karl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins debacle, but that chemistry wasn't good. But I always wondered what would have happened if LaVine, Towns, and Wiggins would have been able to grow together as a threesome.
Yeah.
You know, that three, because I think Andrew would have been in a similar position, if not a little bit better, because he would have been elevated, but he wouldn't have needed to do all that he'd had to do with just Towns and Wiggins. So we saw the defense for Wiggins in the Timberwolves uniform. We saw his scoring ability. Heck, he had no problem scoring the basketball. And you're right. I mean, you could ink him in for 18 to 24. Every night, his best ability was his availability. Showed up in every game, and so that's one of the, you know, this, we kind of feel like this team has been cursed in a lot of ways, and one of the curses is the Zach LaVine ACL injury, that we never were able to see that dynamic trio kind of play out as a group. So, you know, when Zach went to Chicago, Jimmy came in, the die was cast, and I'm so many people are happy for Andrew, because, you know, he was, I don't want to say vilified, but he definitely was in a lot of people's eyes a disappointment, because they needed him to be kind of what Anthony Edwards is for us now. Anthony Edwards loves being in a starting role. Anthony Edwards thinks he's the best player on the team. Andrew, he wants all the smoke. You know, and Andrew never seemingly wanted that role. He didn't want to do the media. You've seen Anthony Edwards' post-game pressers, right?
He's the best.
Freaking guy, yeah, hysterical. Stage, man. He loves it. Andrew is a decent interview. He kind of gets through it. He doesn't revel in it. He doesn't really want to do it. He's such the perfect player for this group, and we're just all super excited for Andrew and the success he's had.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
talking to Jim Peterson on the UMA guest line. You mentioned Anthony Edwards. I think if I had to rank like my top favorite moments of his in the postgame pressers, there was the one, I think he walked in last season or maybe it was just this season. He walked in and he was ordering McDonald's on Uber Eats, and he's like, you guys got to give me a second. I got to finish my Uber Eats order. There was that one. And then he had the other one where when A-Rod was mentioned as a potential ownership member or part of the group that was maybe going to buy the Timberwolves, he had no idea who A-Rod was. That one was pretty funny to me. Oh, crack me up. Doesn't know who Alex Rodriguez is. Anyway, yeah, they got a nice core in Minnesota. So I'm wondering, last night, a lot of movement, actually, for the Timberwolves in the first round of the draft. Walker Kessler out of Auburn, the big man. Then they go Wendell Moore Jr. out of Duke. Tom and I were talking earlier that the Warriors have the luxury at this point of not drafting for need. They're drafting for guys who they can develop and wait a couple of years. What are the Timberwolves drafting for last night? What are they looking for? Are they hoping these are going to be immediate impact pieces? Are they going to be role players? What's the plan?
Well, I think, you know, you see what Kevon Looney is for the Warriors, and I think that you see how important rim protection is and defensive rebounding, guys that just kind of play a role and know how to do it. I think Walker Kessler is every bit of 7'1". You know, these combine numbers can be kind of, you know, you kind of squint your eyes at them a little because, Tommy, when we size these guys up, you know, they list him at whatever you get. They go, there's no way that guy is 6'8". That guy's not 6'10". Like, Kevin Love is not 6'10". Like, so they put the numbers up in their shoes, where in our day it was like you took your sizing was done based on your stocking feet. But like, Walker Kessler's every bit of 7'1". This dude is huge. And one of the things that I was really happy about, because, you know, 7'1" white dudes, you know, they're just kind of a dying breed. Like, you just don't, like, you know, unless they're super athletic. And so when Chris Finch was, you know, we were talking to some guys, and Finchie was really high on Kessler Edwards. And if Finchie's high on him and he feels like he's going to fit in the system, it's going to be excellent. So, I mean, he was defensive player of the year in the college game. He's a big-time shot blocker, something that we have not – in our history, in the history of the Timberwolves, we have not had someone at, like, Kevin Garnett obviously was a tremendous defender. I'm not putting him in this category, but we've not had a guy that can block shots at the rate like this kid can. And he also puts so much pressure on the rim as a roller, as a lob dunk threat. We haven't had that. And so, I don't know how much Cat and Kessler Edwards will play together, but we definitely have needed someone like him, so he feels that need. And so that's super important. I'm going to be very curious to see how it ends up working out. But you mentioned Chris Finch at the beginning of this interview, mm-hmm. and he's been a huge part of what the turnaround's been. The other part of it for us has been Patrick Beverley. And so all of a sudden now the Wolves have never had, like, you know, a number of defensive players that can get it done. And now, so you really don't know that much about Jaden McDaniels, but Jaden McDaniels can defend at a high level. Torian Prince can defend at a high level. You know,
Vanderbilt.
We got guys now, Patrick Beverley, Vanderbilt. Yeah. I mean, we got guys now on our roster that can flat out defend and on the offensive and get it done. So the transformation of this roster has been fantastic. And I think that Kessler Edwards is going to be a nice fit.
Yeah, when you said Walker Kessler, American white player, when you said he was 7'1", the 7'1" white guys are dying breed, you could have left out the height, and it would have been fine.
Right,
6 feet to 7'1", yeah, no, anything
and centers,
in bit, anything
right, and centers.
I was saying, put together. It's about a year ago. I go, somebody put together a all NBA white American team right now. Put it together. And I think we got like 3D. It became a 3-on-3 tournament, really, is what it became. I mean, we couldn't
three,
even fill out. Yeah, we couldn't even fill out a 5-man roster. I was like, dude, how about you take 3, I'll take 3, and we're good to go. Somebody goes, hey, if they expanded the roster over the last 20 years, you might even make it. I go, let's not go crazy, okay? let's not get too crazy. but it was funny when I was like, damn, we ain't got anybody. I was like, we need to get a few folks out there so we could fill out this roster. Somehow, before we let you go, let me ask you about the Warriors and what you see, because I don't see a team slowing down anytime soon. I mean, Clay, I don't know how the injury is going to treat him in the coming years, But he came back, and I think he'll be more consistent next year. Steph is still Steph. Draymond's the one I wonder about a couple years from now because there's a lot of miles on those tires, and he bangs, and he does all the big guy stuff. Then you got the young guys, though. If Wiseman becomes a player, Kuminga looks like he could be something. Moody, Poole, Wiggins. I mean, when you look at this team just from afar, do you think, God, this is a team that not only they win this year, but they're going to be in the mix for a number of years.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, Tommy, one of the things that we were super excited about last night in our household was the drafting of Patrick Baldwin. Because Patrick Baldwin Jr. Is a tremendous kid. And so my son Sanjay played at Northwestern for Chris Collins, right? Mm-hmm. Sanjay, when he played at Northwestern, his Patrick Baldwin Sr. is a Northwestern grad, and he was on Chris Collins' staff. And so Patrick Baldwin Jr. was a ball boy for Sanjay when he played at Northwestern. And so I've watched Patrick Baldwin grow up. And I know his family, I know his dad, I know his mom, and I've watched this kid grow, and he had a really tough freshman year. The kid could have gone to Duke. He was a top 100 kid in the country. He's one of the best players in the country his senior year in high school. He could have gone to Duke University. He could have gone to Kentucky, but he decided to play at Wisconsin-Milwaukee for his dad, and he ended up having injuries that prevented him from having the season he should have had. And had he gone to Kentucky and done that, you would have heard a lot more about Patrick Baldwin. But that's a value pick. This kid is a great kid, and I think he's going to do great things for your team as well. So, yeah, I'm super excited. Steve Kerr is one of my favorite people. Raymond Ritter is the best PR guy in the league. Your building is tremendous. Your roster is set. And the Warrior fans are going to be lucky, and then you and your Tim Roy. I mean, you guys are just. I mean, I should be working for your franchise, Tommy. I mean, Mully. I mean, what the hell? I mean, you guys need to put me on your payroll.
We should. Absolutely. We'll create another spot for you. We'll do radio with two color guys, and then it'll just be a mess.
Listen, Kalina, I mean, come on, man. You guys need to get me on there somehow. Yeah. I need to
come back to the area. Yeah, we got
to
get Jim back.
Absolutely, we need to get Jim. That would be incredible. I'll dig out the baseball stars from somewhere. We can resurrect the old battles that we used to have. Petey, tell the family we said hi. I miss you. Okay. I miss seeing you guys. Hopefully, you'll be out in the Bay at some point. Love to get together with you, but it's always fun catching up with you, man.
Okay, guys. Okay, thanks for having me.
See you. Appreciate it, man.
Jim Peterson, always fun when we get
he's
Jim
the
on.
Best.
Oh, that was a lot of fun.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.